Hey there, Coach Rocky here, talking about all things Rye hockey. I'm pleased to have with us today Steve Ketcherbaugh, who is the general manager of the Rye Ranger Hockey Club. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Rock. Good to be here.
Steve, a couple of questions for the podcast today. Starting with a loaded question. With the incredible growth of the Rye Rangers, how do you handle all the work? And what is that work? I mean, you have 22 teams, you have coaches, you have managers, you have practices, you have games, you have rest, you have the renting of the ice, whether it's a Rye Country Day or Playland. It's just an amazing responsibility. How do you do it, Steve?
Jeez, Rock, I never knew I did all this until you just brought it to my attention. So my wife Sharon and I started a volunteer to help out for 1 year in 1993. And it's been a long year. 26 years later, we're still doing it. I'm proud to do it. The parents, the players, the coaches, the family that we've become with the Rye Rangers just keeps us coming back every year. But you're right. It is a lot of work. It starts off with the organization and the coaches chipping in and helping out. I think one of the questions you asked is how do we we'll start with selecting teams. One thing I'm very proud of is how transparent we are in the selection of the team. I like to call it team placement, not tryouts. Because what we try to do is take each player and place them on a team where they're best suited to have a great, successful year, have fun, play around and with and against kids of the same talent level. It doesn't mean anybody's better or worse, but you just want to have an environment where the kids can really enjoy it, want to come to practice, want to go to games. Nobody wants to sit on the bench. Nobody wants to win or lose by 8 goals. So that's a very difficult task in and of itself. So to that point, what we do is we take, we'll call them tryouts. From last year, we'll have the coaches from last year, I should say, and the coaches that of the team that the players are going to be trying out for all work together. And we have a huge coaches meeting before the tryout process just to make sure everybody's on the same page, assign coaches to the evaluations, have 5 or 6 or 7 guys up there watching. I like to have at least a third of them not even have a kid involved in the process. So it just lends a balance and fairness to everything. And then before the teams are selected, we have another meeting at the end of the process, and we go through every single player. Now there's 22 travel teams, so that's around 300 players, but we will literally sit down over the course of an evening and go through all the teams and make sure everybody's comfortable. And as you could imagine, a lot of discussion happens, but at the end of the day, I think it's the best we can do. It's not a perfect process. It's never going to be perfect, but at least it's fair and honest, and it gives everybody a chance to move on within the Rye Ranger family. The coaches are assigned with fathers who run the mites, which are 8 and under, the squirts, which are 10 and under, and then when the kids become 13 and 14, 12, I should say, 13 and 14, we like to have them play for a non-parent coach. I think it's good for the parent coach not to be coaching their kid for too many seasons. I think it's good for the player to learn a different through a different set of eyes, listen to a different voice than what he or she listens to at home. And it's also a great way for them to establish a different relationship with an authority figure. At the 12 and over level, we have non-parent coaches that are typically ex-college hockey coaches. We have a lot from Manhattanville College who have graduated. We have 4 or 5 of them, ex-players coaching. We also have a lot of repeat Rye Ranger coaches coming through, Brian Landy, Jeff Exum, who played when they were 8, 9, 10 years old. Now they went through college. Now they're married, having kids, and now they're back coaching. And someday their kids will be coaches. And I must say, as I'm thinking about this, we have one team that has 3 generations on the bench, and that's your team. We have Rocky assisting his son-in-law Reese, and then little Reese on the bench. So there's 3 generations of Rocky Shepherd on the same bench at the same rink, which I think is absolutely fantastic. What have I missed?
Well, the managers come, you know, once the teams are selected.
Oh yeah, the managers. Let's talk about the managers. Is that's one of the one of my favorite topics, and I explained to the coaches at the beginning of the year, you get a volunteer manager, mother or father, that's really into it. And that one person could make the program or the season for that team so much better. Scheduling games, confirming games, communicating between coaches and players, just organizing just the little tiny things nobody thinks about with the score sheets and the referees and who's going to run the clock and who's going to, you know, set up the tournaments. And so a great manager really takes a great team and makes it tremendously successful. So I tell my coaches, once the teams are selected over the summertime, think about it. Let me know who you'd like to have a manager and let's get them signed on early, because that just makes it such a successful season for you.
And then I have the practices and the games and the renting of the ice. Obviously, both Rye Country Day and Playland have been really good partners to the Rye Ranger Hockey Club.
Oh, amazing. Rye Country Day School is part of our family. We tell everybody that don't forget Rye Country Day School. We're visitors there, and treat the rink as you would any place else you would go with respect. Tom O'Grady and his staff does an amazing job with the ice. It is the best ice in the East Coast. We used to rent about 90% of our ice at Rye Country Day School and 10% at Playland. It says that we grew so much and we need more ice that Playland has now become an even bigger part of our family. And we have about a third of our ice up at Playland. You mentioned practices too. So for practices, the one coach that's instrumental in our program is Jay Altmaier. And Jay is the director of the 8 and under program. And he has a lot of chalk talks and organizational skills that he passes on to the fathers who are volunteering as coaches at the under 8 level. They'd be there for like 2 or 3 years, because we start around 5 years old. And then these coaches, when they go off into help out at the squirt level, they bring all the tutelage that Jay Altmaier has imparted upon them. And they come to a practice prepared. And by prepared, I mean they have drills laid out. They have everybody moving all the time. They're there early. And I keep reminding all the coaches that ice time now is $500 to $600 an hour. So that's simple math. It's $10 a minute. So if you're on the ice giving a speech for 3 minutes, that's $30 you just wasted. Let's keep it moving. And the kids want to move too. I mean, you can't talk too much to a kid before you lose them. So everything, it all starts with being organized, being well prepared. Myself personally, I schedule most all the games, which is around 600 games in a year. And then the managers and coaches will confirm them through the course of the year and fill in all the voids. I do my best to get everybody to the right number of games for the season. But where there's some gaps and weekends, nothing's perfect, then it's when the managers and the coaches fill in and get to know the other teams that we're playing through the course of the year. I'll make some phone calls and try and fill it in. So our goal is to have the kids on the ice twice a week for practice or a skill session, and then a game on Saturday and a game on Sunday.
Great. You talked about the coaches and starting off with the mites. A lot of times it's the parents and with the squirts. But the coaches have to be certified. Take us through the process as to how a former player or a parent would be certified with USA Hockey to coach for the Rye Rangers.
Well, that's a great question. USA Hockey instituted the Coaches Education Program about 10 years ago. And it started off like all other programs with, a few bumps in the road. But I really firmly believe they've got it smoothed out now. And it's quite intense what a person has to do to be a certified USA Hockey coach. We'll start with the CEP, the Coaches Education Program. There's 4 levels. And each level takes level 1, level 2, take a day. Level 3 and level 4 are a weekend. And you start with level 1, and each year you can go up a level. And what USA Hockey is looking for, everybody within 2 years of taking a level to go to the next level. And at those coaches education program clinics, they teach you everything from hockey drills, but also all the soft issues, what we're all about. What is the philosophy of USA Hockey? What is the philosophy of youth sports? How do you handle parent situations? So it really is not just X's and O's. It's a wonderful program, and everybody has to, all coaches in the U.S. have to be certified before they can step on the ice to coach a practice or a game with a youth hockey organization or anybody associated with USA Hockey. And then so after that, then they also, it's very important to know that there's two other modules they have to go through, which unfortunately in today's day and age, I think is very important. One is called Safe Sport, and the other is called the screening process. The screening process is just to go online, put your name, social security number in, and go through through a third-party screening just to make sure everything's cool. It gives a comfort factor with the program and the parents that whoever's in contact with their kids is totally legit and everything's fine. And the Safe Sport also teaches you the soft issues of hockey, more so than just the coaches and education program. It teaches about concussion syndrome. It teaches you about dispute resolution, how to handle kids, because a lot of the coaches aren't necessarily professionally trained teachers on how to handle kids from 8 to 12 years old. So you, coupling all three of those together, you really have a well-rounded individual on the ice that not many people know how many hours a coach puts into just being able to get on the ice to coach their children.
Just two more questions for you, Steve. Where do you draw the line with the amount of games for the different teams and the outside tournaments?
That's another very good question. Again, we follow USA Hockey guidelines. And if you go to the USA Hockey guideline book, or guidebook, I should say, they have a recommended number of games. For instance, 10 and under, you should play 25 to 30 games. 12 and under, 35 to 40. 14 and under, maybe 40 to 45. Again, you can see this skew of games increasing as the player gets older. They like to have the game practice to game ratio, more practice, less games as they're younger, because that's where you learn. And I'll get back to that in a second. But to answer your question, we follow that. And I'd say we're plus or minus 10%, 20% of what they're saying, depending on the league that we play in, depending on how many games we have to play in the league. But we try and keep it, you know, my rule of thumb is we're a 20-week season. Two games a week is 40 games. And we'll peel back some of those for the younger kids and have practices instead of games. And as far as tournaments are concerned, we have our annual end-of-year tournament we go to in Lake Placid. It's sponsored by Can-Am. We've been doing that for 15 years. And it's a great tournament, but also fits in nicely with our season because it's the last weekend of our season. So everybody goes up there. I think this year we're sending 12 teams up there, which is finding hotel rooms for 300 people can be a little tough, but Can-Am works with us on that. And it's a great way to end the season. We keep telling the kids that just like the Olympics that were won there in 1980, our whole season ends up at the Olympic 1980 Olympic ring. So the whole season's training for Lake Placid. So you win some games, you lose some games, but no matter what happens, we're still going to Lake Placid.
Steve, I'm just amazed at how much work you do. And how about a shout out to your dear wife, Sharon,
who is
right there for you. By the way, would you please let her know that I'd love to have her on one of these podcasts down the road so she can give us a perspective from the other side.
I'll let her know you're inviting her, but I wouldn't expect a positive response for that.
We'll get her here.
Sharon is just the backbone of the entire organization. She does everything behind the scenes. She's starting with the junior clinic. Her little baby's at the junior clinic. We have 50 kids that are first-year skaters out there now on Sunday mornings. And she and JL Meyer work with that, but that's her little babies out there. And
how old are those kids again?
They're five. We like to see them turn five in the hockey season. So we've got some 4.5-year-olds out there starting to learn to skate. And I got to tell you, she does all the tough stuff. And by that, I mean she talks to the parents. She gets in front of any problems. She answers the phone. All the stuff that I don't have to do, she does it. And we make a good team. She keeps me grounded, I must tell you that, because I'll come up with some silly ideas and she'll look at me and say, that's a silly idea. Or when I get really hot under the collar about some issues, she reminds me to just take a breath and step back and don't send that email right now. Just wait till tomorrow or maybe pick up the phone. Yeah. And this is, like I said, we're entering our 26th season together and we absolutely love it.
That's a very good advice that Sharon gives you. Steve, listen, thank you very much for being with us today. As we conclude my weekly podcast, I always ask our esteemed guests, you know, what fun fact would you like to share with our audience that might be a surprise to them?
Like I said before, a fun fact, I guess the only thing I can think of as it relates to hockey is that I played for Iona College in 1980 to 84, and Coach Effinger, Frank Effinger, was my coach. I worked at Rutgers Day School driving the Zamboni in 81, 82, 83. I met Tom O'Grady. Tom became my best man at my wedding. I'm now back running the Rye Rangers. Frank Effinger is one of our coaches. So I guess a fun fact is how much Rye Country Day School rink means to me personally. I mean, I've been around that rink for almost 40 years before I met my wife, my coach, my mentor, Frank Effinger, who got me through tough times in college. And we've been through good and bad together, he and I. And it's just that rink is my second home.
That's wonderful. Again, Steve, thank you very much. Great job.
Thank you, Rocky.